primary mitzvah associated with Rosh Hashanah is that of blowing the shofar. The Baal Shem Tov explained this commandment and what it accomplishes on Rosh Hashanah by bringing an example from the son of a king who came to live far away from the land of his birth and from his father's kingdom. In this far-off land, he gradually came to drift away from the paths of his father and lost his wealth and any trace of royalty which could be detected in his behavior. After his tremendous descent, he was dressed in rags and in a tremendously tattered and beaten state, he finally came back to the palace of his father, the king. When he came to the gates of the palace, he begged to be allowed to enter the palace. However, as the result of many years of distance from the king, he had even forgotten his native language, and he had no way of even asking to be allowed in. And of course, the guards did not allow him to enter. At that point, he began to scream and cry out without any words, as the Baal Shem Tov described it, Akel Poshet, a simple, unformed sound, merely his voice. And his father, inside the palace, was able to hear this sound, and he recognized this sound as the voice of his son. At this point, he took his son into the palace, cleaned him up, dressed him in royal clothing, and gradually nurtured him and brought him back to the fitting state that the son of a king should be in. We find something very uncharacteristic, however, about this analogy. Although Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment for all of the physical and spiritual blessings for the year to come, we nevertheless find a tremendous difference between it and Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we say Al Chet, we confess for our various misdeeds, and mention many of the wrongdoings we have done in the past year. In Rosh Hashanah, as mentioned in Jewish law, and is obvious from looking at the content of the prayer service, we specifically avoid any mention of sin or misdeed. Yet, in this analogy which the Baal Shem Tov brought, we find specific mention of undesired actions on the part of the son, that through going far away from the palace, he has gotten to the state where he has even forgotten the language of the palace, the language of his homeland, indicating an undesirable behavior on his part. Upon closer examination, however, we will find that not only is this not undesirable, but rather to the contrary, it helps bring out the tremendously high quality of the blowing of shofar. Rosh Hashanah is the time for a Jew to reestablish and strengthen the tie that he has with his Creator. And this bond is a bond of the essence, the pure essence of the Jewish soul, with the pure essence of his Creator. And this bond is something which is unconditional and eternal and beyond any sort of verbal expression. The only thing that is lacking is that this bond should be brought out into the open, into an state of actuality and a state of revelation. In order to do this, however, language is insufficient. And not only insufficient, it is not only that words are not enough to bring this out into the open. Words would interfere with the revelation of such a feeling. Words, or intellect, or even the average emotions, all limit an expression of this essence. They prevent it from coming out into the open. The Jew on Rosh Hashanah must himself realize his distance from the king, and in doing so reveal his innermost essence, his core, which is beyond any sort of verbal expression. And this is the significance of that detail of the analogy, that the king's son has reached a level where he has forgotten even the language of his hometown, that he has reached a level where language is no longer interfering. He has reached a level where his essence is revealed. There is no longer any language. He has transcended language, and he is expressing his essence. And this is the whole idea of the mitzvah of shofar, that through the primitive, unformed sound of an animal's horn, of the shofar, we help express our innermost revelation of our essence, and in doing so elicit the response from the essence of God, and which brings with it all of the blessings for the coming year in all matters of the spiritual and all of our physical needs.